Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful souls. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And before you tune in and listen to this segment that I pre-recorded, a little while ago, I wanted to enter a preface in here that this was recorded back when I facilitated the Own You Masterclass, which was a couple of months ago. And I realized that this had been sitting in the archives, and I really felt this was just a good time to release this episode as we are in the final week of 2022. And this has been quite the year. I have experienced so many different ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys and ups and downs, and also this duality in my life where I have been learning how to walk with the good and the growing pains simultaneously at the same time. In fact, I've realized that I've deepened more this year the self-permission of being both a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. In fact, that's a quote that I love by Sophia Bush. She said that we are allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress simultaneously. And as we are in the last week of 2022, I wanted to make sure that I put this in here before we kick off the final episode of 2022 and just thank you for being here with me for yet another year here on the Grow Through It podcast. Thank you for your listening ears, your attention, your intention, and for joining me for these various conversations we've had. We've talked about so many things, from life to womanhood to mindset to relationships to business, all sorts of things. And I really appreciate you being here with me. And I hope that you have had a wonderful year, a happy holiday, and wishing you all the best as we are moving into the new year. I would love for you to stay connected with me here on the Grow Through It podcast and on all the other platforms that I am on. And in fact, there are some really cool things coming up here for 2023. And so if you know that I'm your person and you want to learn more from me and you want to work with me and you want to take whatever programs or offers I put out there in the future, joining my free community, The Empowered Self, it's my free Facebook group, is one of the best ways to stay really, really close to me, because that's usually where I announce things first and foremost. I also do different things inside of that space that I don't do on my public platforms. For instance, there's a tab at the top of the group where people can share the topics or the questions they would like for me to do live streams on. And periodically, I select one of the topics or questions that I think is pretty relevant to the times and that I think would benefit the whole collectively. And I do a riff on a live stream about it. And so that's a pretty cool perk of being inside of that space. And so if that's something you'd be interested in, come on over there and join us. I don't really want to go into announcements before we head into this episode about what's coming up, but if you want to know what's coming up, stay close, stay tuned. And before I leave off so that you can listen to this next episode, I want to share with you that I do have another end of year gift for you. For those of you who have been connected to me for any length of time, you know I like to share an end of year gift. So this year, the end of year gift that I have for you is called the Permission Granted Guide. This is for the woman who wants it all. You want to create the life, love, and legacy of your dreams your way. And so what I've done that's pretty cool this year is I have created both a PDF guide that has different prompts to help you to get some clarity as you are discovering what it is you would desire to be, do, and have in 2023 and beyond. And there is actually a recorded video that accompanies this guide as I'm walking with you through the guide of helping you to deepen the understanding of the prompts and giving different scenarios and examples that you can consider as you're getting clarity for yourself. So that is my gift to you as a thank you for being connected with me for 2022. And I hope to continue to spend each additional year thereafter with each other as we are growing through all of our respective journeys, coming out on the other side to be the type of women who are being, doing, and having all that we deserve and desire by divine birthright in our lives. Thank you for being here with me, and I'll see you in 2023. Here's the next episode. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and I have a few things to share with you all on this episode. It's been a little bit since I've been here. I actually was preparing for a masterclass series that I completed last week, which was absolutely incredible. It was called The Own You, Remember and Embody Who TF You Are Masterclass. You may be saying, what's TF? Y'all should know the acronyms, okay? And if you don't, Google it. But I want to keep a little PG on the Grow Through It podcast today. So it was absolutely incredible. It was a 3-day module training. And then on the last day, the fourth day, I did a bonus Ask Me Anything Q&A and did a prize draw. And it was pretty fun. And it was probably the most powerful masterclass I have ever facilitated in my career doing this work. And so I'm really proud of it. I'm excited because the women who registered for this masterclass and attended the live recording, they got some really profound breakthroughs through my teachings and the way that I was breaking down our self-image and the way I was breaking down not taking action due to fear and resistance and the way that I broke down sabotage and how self-sabotage shows up and how to overcome it. When I tell y'all, it was potent, it was powerful, it was impactful, it was transformative, it was amazing. And I think everybody should go purchase the recordings because it's that dope and you get lifetime access to it. So I'll make sure to include the link here in the show notes, but that's not why I'm here, y'all. I'm actually here to have another conversation with you all, which is, you know, now that I think about it, it's really an extension of the Own You masterclass conversation, really owning all of who I am. And I have a very unique dualistic perspective in life. I am multicultural. I have multi belief systems when it comes to what I believe in spiritually and my faith, but also believing in science and trauma informed practices. And so I have a very dualistic, unique perspective in the world. And for a long time, I try to fit myself in a box, you guys, because that's what the world tells you to do. You know, the world tells you to choose a lane and then go in that lane. And I would always struggle with this so much because I would be in a room and only a portion of what they would say resonated with me. And another portion of it just didn't seem right. And then I would go into another room. And the same thing, a portion of it resonated with me. And then another portion, it just wasn't my experience. I couldn't resonate because as a woman of color, you know, I couldn't resonate. And so I found myself entering these different rooms, whether if it's on my entrepreneurial journey or what have you, and feeling like, I don't know if I belong here because these people over here believe in just all religion, no science, no trauma-informed approach or practices. And then these people over here believe in all science, but not God. And then these people over here. And so I was just like, okay. So let me take a step back. And what God was really revealing to me was it's time to really develop my own lane and just stand in my own way of believing and being. And, you know, my work is unique. You know, the Own You Masterclass I just facilitated last week, you guys, there was a combination of me sharing biblical stories and the energy psychology and emotional intelligence and mindset work and trauma-informed work. Y'all, when I tell you, it was just a blend of all the things, because that's me. I'm a blend of all the things. And I believe in standing for the both and. It took a while for me to get here. It took a lot of growth. It took a lot of trial and error, and it took a lot of prayer and seeking the Creator on what really is okay. Because a lot of the religious conditioning I received growing up in the church was a lot of things were mislabeled. For instance, people would call people witches, but they weren't practicing what people know as witchcraft. And so they would mislabel them because of a lack of understanding. Or on the flip side of that, people would worship science, they would worship the creation, but not the creator. And so there was a mismatch with that as well. And I just kind of, you know, started noticing these things in my journey, because I believe in God. I believe that there is a creator of all that is. There's a creator of all that we see. There's a creator of the plants and the trees and the universe and the planets and everything we see. There's a creator of all those things. These are my beliefs. And I also believe that science is the understanding of creation, which is something that has been, I have had that curiosity since I was a little girl. I remember, I was just telling the mister this the other day, I remember my grandparents growing up gifted us these encyclopedias, these used encyclopedias. And I remember all I did was look up storms and plants, and I just wanted to understand God's creation. It was just the oddest curiosity that I used to have. I loved science classes because I felt like I was understanding creation. I didn't know this back then, that's what that was. I know, I understand it now that I understand how my brain works and why I'm so hungry for information. You know, right now I'm so deep in learning about the brain and neuroplasticity and the nervous system. And I include my learnings in my work because it's so powerful. It's been so transformative in me and my life. And so I feel like what God has blessed me to learn and to be able to be blessed enough to invest in the teachings and the trainings and the certifications and the practices so that I could know how to facilitate transformation using this information, it has just been revolutionary with the work that I do. I mean, my clients, they're getting transformations like that. Like, it's quick. It's and for some, it does take longer when there's deeper traumas. You know, when we're dealing with trauma, it takes longer to do some of the emotional regulation work before you feel safe to start stepping into the world of co-creating with God or manifesting, whatever term you like to use. And all of this work that I have studied over the years, I feel like has all come together now. And it's been this ownership for me of owning, like, I'm a God girl and I'm a little science geek. Like, I am obsessed with science and I'm obsessed with God. Like, I love both. And really, they're almost one. They're one and the same. I'm studying God's people. Like, I love studying human behavior. I love studying human psychology, energy psychology, emotional psychology, spiritual psychology. Like, I study all these things because I'm just genuinely curious about How did God create us in such a way where we really can create whatever we want? And I started to learn that on my journey, how powerful we are as human beings, that we truly have the DNA of God on the inside of us. And all we have to do is learn how to use it. All we have to do is learn how to use what God has already put inside of us. And so for me, having this dualistic perspective and approach to the way that I've led my life, the way that I lead my work, the way that I refine my work even, has been a game changer. And I really think it's almost like a reflection of my own parents. You know, growing up, I started going to church and I learned about God through my dad, ironically. He was the one who said we need to go to church. He's the one who taught us to pray before we eat and before we go to bed. It was my mom who was the scientist. My mom was in school to be a scientist, but when she got pregnant with me. And my son, for those who don't know, he's a biochemical engineer major. He's a little scientist. And so there's a thread in my DNA, even on a human level, of this science part, with me really having this deep yearning to learn, this deep yearning to understand how does this all work? You know, how do we work as humans? And how does creation work for our good? How did God create all of this in us to coexist, so that we can be, do, and have what we desire in our lifetime? And I believe that is the work of my life. And I have been able to start to draw these beautiful parallels with scriptures. And it's helped me to understand even deeper, like, oh, that's what God meant when he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because now I know how to renew my mind through neuroplasticity and through reprogramming and through rewiring. And so you guys, when I tell you it's revolutionary, I feel so excited even talking about this, as you probably can tell, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just like the best thing since sliced bread. But I'm sharing this because for a long time, I wasn't owning that part of myself. I wasn't giving myself permission to say, you know what? I have a brilliant mind. I am a nerdy scientist. And no, I didn't go get a PhD to be a scientist. God said so. My work shows it. The results my clients get proves it. The work that I put in to study and hone my craft proves it. And so I don't need a doctor in front of my name to prove it and to validate that. And to say that, you guys, you have no idea how long it took for me to get here. For a big part of my journey, I used to tell the mister I was afraid that no one would take me seriously as a transformational mentor and in my work as, you know, as a coach and things like that, unless I went and got a doctor and put a doctor in front of my name, because of the conditioning. Especially as Black women and women of color, you know, there's been this huge conditioning, if you will, around our worthiness of being taken seriously, of our earning potential. And what I have noticed in my work is that that shows up through degree chasing. Now, I'm not knocking degrees. You know, I'm educated. I have a degree as well. I have certifications as a practitioner and things like that. So I'm not knocking degrees and education when it's aligned with your purpose. But when you're doing it for validation, that's a whole different conversation. And if I'm being really transparent with y'all, I was seeking doctoral programs for validation, because I thought I needed a doctor in front of my name to validate my work. I thought people would not take me seriously unless I had a doctor in front of my name, because I'm not white, because I'm not a man. And when I started doing this rewire work and I really started to own all of who I am, and I really started to claim my space in this industry and claim my space in this work and say, you know what? I am just as good as the Brené Browns and the people that people look up to in these industries. Like, I'm just as good. The world just doesn't know about me yet. And that attitude and that approach to my work is shifting everything. And I can feel it in my soul. I feel it in my body that there has been this ownership in my identity. There has been this ownership in my work. There has been this ownership of who I am and what I do and what I believe and what I stand for and what I'm about that has set me free from the fear of the projections of others and the fear of what are other people going to think or say and the fear of people thinking that I need a doctor in front of my name to validate my work. I don't. I don't. I'm good enough because God said so. I'm good enough because I was born enough, and that will never, ever change. Ever. My very existence makes me enough. And I don't need a piece of paper or letters in front of or behind my name to validate that. And to be able to say that, you guys, I know one day I'm gonna listen to this and I'm gonna say, I remember when I declared that and everything changed. I'm gonna remember this because this journey leading me here has been happening. This unlocking, this uncovering, this unfolding has been happening for the last few years. I just haven't really been talking about it up front because I was behind the scenes doing the work. And many of you know that I don't like to bring stories and realizations up in front to you guys and share it until there is a lesson. Until there is like a completion, until I'm sharing from the wisdom and not the wound. And where I'm sharing this is from my power, from my ownership, from me standing in this place of I belong in this space, no matter who has anything to say about it, because I said so. And it just feels really good to be here. Because I know the inner turmoil and the rumination and the back and forth and the crying sessions that I had with the mister many times over the years, where I would go and I'd talk to someone about getting my doctorate, and I would tell him, like, if I start now, it'll take this long. And he said, but Cass, why do you feel you need a doctorate to prove you're enough? Why do you feel you need to go that far just to prove your work, that your work is worthy, that you know enough, that your work is powerful, that people's lives are being transformed and changed, and people are experiencing incredible results because of your work? Not because you went and pursued a doctorate, not because of letters before or after your name. But because of the work that you have put into this. And it was through these multiple conversations I've had with him and some colleagues and prayer and just doing the inner work of reprogramming, rewiring, reconditioning, and just really starting to unlearn a lot of this stuff that is placed on us, especially as Black women and women of color, you know, that we have to jump over 10 hurdles. Compared to our counterparts who jump one to get the same result. And I'm tired of that narrative. I'm tired of the narrative that we have to work harder, twice as hard, to be just as rewarded as them doing half of what we do. I'm sick of that narrative, you guys. And I want to stand for changing that narrative. I want to stand for saying that we are enough. Whether if you identify as a woman, just, you know, you may be listening to this and say, Cassandra, I'm not a woman of color. I'm not Black, but I'm a woman. And I feel like that compared to men. This is for you too. And this is not a male bashing thing. So if there's a man listening to this, I'm not bashing men. I'm not bashing a particular group of people. I'm sharing my experience and the experiences of many other women, women of color, and black women who have had these feelings. And though those experiences have cost us time, energy, turmoil sometimes, and I want to stand that who we are is enough. Who you are is enough. I work with women who have multiple degrees. I think black women are the most educated people on this planet. I have multiple certifications in my coaching practice. Wrapping up another one that'll be done in a year and a half. And we're talking about like high-level trauma-informed intense practitioner certifications. We're not talking about I took a course and I get a completion. We're talking about where I had to literally do practice hours in front of a trained professional to show that I understand how to implement the trauma-informed tools and protocols to be called a practitioner. And I would go to the ends of the ends of the ends, getting all these things because I thought that's what was required for people to take me seriously, despite the fact I had a whole former career of over 13 years working with adult and juvenile offenders who had addictions and mental health issues. More than qualified, you guys, more than qualified. But this is part of the conditioning I had to unlearn. I had to unlearn the conditioning from religion that it's witchcraft to learn how creation works, to understand universal laws and principles and how our brains work and energetics and emotions, because God created all of that. And so I'm standing for reclaiming the culture, reclaiming the kingdom, reclaiming God's creation. I'm standing for the both and. And I know that that's not a popular stance. And I have reconciled within myself to be okay with that. Because I know that there are people who are called to be on this journey with me who will align with that, who will align with what I believe, who will align with, you know, believing in God, but also believing in, but how do we really create transformation? And for those who have experienced any form of trauma, and trauma doesn't necessarily mean that you've had like abuse or violence in your background. Trauma can really be as something as simple as an emotionally impactful event, no matter how small or grand. If it was an emotionally impactful event, that could be considered trauma, especially if you notice that the symptoms of like anxiety and things like that show up as an after effect. You have some triggers. That's all considered trauma, you know? And I wanted to make sure I say that because a lot of people will tell me things like, oh, I don't have any trauma. I've never been abused. I've never been violated. And I'll tell them, that's not all that trauma is. That's considered what we call big T trauma, but that's not all that trauma is. If you had an experience where you experienced emotional impact, this could go all the way down to a teacher chastising you and making you feel like you're not good enough. This could be you having a mother who was emotionally unavailable and you received no love, care, or affection. This could go down to you feeling like you didn't belong growing up and you felt left out in friend groups. And so now you have issues with female friendships. This could go to a breakup with a guy and you felt rejected. There's so many different ways. This could go to a car accident. This could be you're at the wrong place at the wrong time and there was a robber at a grocery store and you may have not been at the immediate effect of that, but just being in the room impacted you. There's so many different scenarios that I could provide, but it really just comes down to having an emotionally impactful event that has impacted you. And so when I have conversation with people that say like, "Oh, I've never experienced trauma. I've never been abused. I've never experienced a violation. I've never experienced dot dot dot." But then I notice that they struggle with their relationships and they struggle to have friendships with other women and they struggle to be kind to other women or they hate men They're on the internet bashing men and saying there's pee in the dating pool. Like, there's so many different manifestations of their trauma that they're just completely unaware of. And so I wanted to make sure, I know that kind of went on a little tangent and rant there, but I wanted to say that because I've heard that a lot where people say things like, oh, I've never experienced that deep, deep trauma that some people like myself have, but there's so many other different forms of trauma that you could have experienced that are still impacting you from having the life, the relationships, or the success that you desire and deserve. And that's something to consider and look at. And what I've noticed in my work and on my journey, even, is when we are in this co-collaborative, co-creation process with the creator, and we are wanting to manifest the life, love, or legacy of our dreams, a lot of people want the shine, but they don't want to address the shadow that sometimes it's holding you back from the shine. What do I mean by that? Your shadow self is the part of you that has experienced that trauma, no matter how big or small. And if you do not resolve that and you don't do the emotional, energetic work to heal, clear, rewire, reframe, reprogram, you're literally recreating more of what you do not want. And so you have to do that shadow work to be able to co-create and manifest what you desire in a way that's actually healthy and sustainable. I actually talked about this a bit inside of the Own You Masterclass last week, where I said a lot of people are mismanaging their manifestations rather than maintaining their manifestations. And this is a big piece of the puzzle because they want to go straight to the shine. What's the shine? You have the lifestyle of your dreams, you have the relationship of your dreams, you have the success of your dreams, whatever it looks like for you. But you haven't done the shadow work. And so you get the result and you still don't feel good enough. You get the result and you're still not happy. You get the result and you feel alone at the top, or you feel all alone, or whatever the experience is. And oftentimes that's a reflection of not doing the shadow work. So I wanted to just come here and share you all the importance of really just owning all of you. Maybe you're resonating with a lot of what I'm sharing, where I've kind of laid out, the foundational pieces of who I am and my work, with both believing in there's a creator, there's a God of all these things we see, and I believe in the science of learning about it, learning about humans, learning about creation. You may say, you know what? I actually can get with that. Some people, you may be a little curious, like, like, I read the Bible a lot, or I read the scriptures a lot, but I don't know about that science stuff, but I'm not rejecting it. I'm not against it, but I'm just not quite sure about it. Either way, I really just want to invite you to just own all of you. Being in this work, it's not just me reading books and then regurgitating what I read. I learn, I apply, I integrate, trial and error, and then I embody through my results and my own transformation. And what I teach and give to my clients and my students is from an embodied transformational place where there's a result, a tangible result I can deliver. Like, I can share three steps to blah, 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 because I did the steps, I got the result, and now I can talk about it. And I did the work to get here, to own all of me and to own all of what I'm about in my work, and to own my place in this industry, and to own the fact that I have beliefs that don't fit into a box because I was not created to be put in a box. You can't even put the creator in a box. So why are we over here on this planet Earth trying to put all these things in boxes, when that's just not even how God is? God is so big, we can't put the creator in a box. So why would we put ourselves in a box? And the box is gone. It's burnt up. It's, I don't even know where it's at, y'all. I burned it up, threw it away. It's in the ether somewhere. Girlfriend don't belong in a box, okay? I don't belong in nobody's box. So I hope that this episode inspires you to really look at where in your life have you not been taking full ownership of yourself. You know, sometimes it shows up as shrinking. Sometimes it shows up as dimming your light. Sometimes it shows up as you pretending you're not as intelligent as you really are. Sometimes it shows up as you trying to do what I used to do, which was silly, but I did used to do this. It was try to hide my beauty. Because I got tired of the mean girl saying, "Who does she think she is?" Well, this is who I am. I look good, but see, I'm also am good. On the inside, this is an inside out beauty. And so, whatever you've been noticing, you don't own. You're like, you know what? I haven't been owning this. I haven't been owning that about myself. I hope this episode gives you permission that you have been not even realizing you were searching for, to just own you. Own all of you. All of you, every single part of you. And when you find yourself in a new chapter of your life and it's time to own you again, and as many times as it takes until you are fully embodied in your truth, in your essence, in your authenticity, and you're in your power. Because that's what this is about, living life from that place. That is personal freedom. When you can own all of you and stand in your truth, in your own essence, be in your power, that's personal freedom. So, the Own You Masterclass, I'm going to put a link in the show notes where you can purchase the recording. It's now a paid course that you can purchase. And I'll put the link inside of the masterclass. There's a $200 off bonus here, so you'll save $200 if you click on that link and purchase the pricing that's available. So, without further ado, thank you for being here with me on this episode, and I look forward to chatting with you all next time. All right, take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.